1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Last week, when Fireman Jim stopped by, I think we wrapped it up by going, wouldn't it be great to be undefeated when you come back here next week?
That's always great.
And, you know, you hope.
You do.
And here we are, undefeated, 4-0.
There's only three teams left undefeated in the entire Major League Baseball.
And the Pirates are one of them.
And
they're ahead of us.
In our division. Yes, so we're not even in first place. We're in second place.
Because they've got five wins.
Yeah, they're 5-0.
And the Brewers have four. Good morning, Fireman Jim.
Good morning, Bob and Brian. Great to come in, though, during a nice little run that we've just got through with the Mets.
4-0.
And,
opening
day win. Here we go, 4-0.
How was the tailgating?
Well, I didn't tailgate. I went to the game yesterday, but no way. I got my limitations, and I stopped tailgating opening day a few years ago. That's for the younger crowd, and there were some people out there doing it. That was one of the worst opening days weather-wise.
You'll tailgate when it gets warmer.
Oh, of course.
Don't tell me you're done with tailgating.
Of course
I will.
You're
just not going to do that.
There's opening day tailgating.
We've had 70-degree opening days in the last few years. I went. It was like I was in a T-shirt and blue jeans, and I was like, I can't believe.
Those are great.
And we've had days like yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday may have been the worst opening day.
Yesterday was one of the worst because that wind, that rain, even if you had a tent, forget about it. You're getting wet no matter what, and it was cold and yucky. But who cares? We got a roof, and we won the game, and it was a good time. It was great to see that, especially after that Mets sweep. That was awesome.
How many Twins fans were at opening day yesterday?
I'd say I saw a few. They
travel well.
Because they know they're gonna see a game. They're not gonna maybe get rained out. They're coming to Milwaukee. They guarantee they're gonna watch their team play. So I saw a handful.
Some time ago, I don't say it was 15 years ago. We're in AmFam Field now.
Right.
And we're playing the Twins, and there were a bunch of Twins fans there. And they were sitting around us, and we were talking about, because they were getting ready to build a new ball field up in Minneapolis for the Twins.
Yeah. It's a nice stadium.
And they said, this roof is nice. And I said, you'd be crazy if you build a new stadium up in Minneapolis without a roof.
Yeah.
And they did.
And they did.
They built a brand new stadium with no roof on it in Minneapolis. All the fans down here were going, yeah, this is nice. Because it was kind of a cold day. It was early in the season.
It's always going to be cold in Minneapolis early in the season, right? It's guaranteed going to happen. And then they voted on it, and they got shot down. They want to spend the extra, $100 million, whatever it costs to put a roof on. So
that roof was worth every bit of $100 million yesterday, don't you think?
100%.
Because that game would have been called off
yesterday
by 9 a.m.
Or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like when the Mets called their game off. The Twins Stadium is beautiful in the summer. It's a great stadium. It's just being open air, but again, Minneapolis, April, forget about it. Most likely late September, forget about it, and then part of May as well. So
1 week ago, if you'd asked me to pick Oliver Dunn out of a lineup.
Yeah, what are the game highlights?
I could not have done it.
This guy never played above Double A. He's like seven games in Triple A, much less Double A. And we got him in a trade that nobody remembers. That's two minor league swap. We swapped the Phillies with two minor leaguers, and we got Oliver Dunn sent to the minors. He had a decent spring training, but still sent to the minors. Not a surprise there. And then we get the Mitchell injury, and everybody's thinking Weimer's coming back up, and all of a sudden, no, they're calling up Oliver Dunn back to the roster. Like, who?
Yeah.
Okay, and you know who he is now. I mean, he's starting out solid, playing some great third base, a couple key hits, and here we go.
Flashing the leather. He was on SportsCenter great leather or whatever they call it.
Yeah, web gems.
He has that great grab at third late in the game yesterday, keeps things under control. Then Uribe comes in relief in the ninth inning, and he covers first and makes
a great play.
That would be a great play for a first baseman.
I know. Very athletic play, and Uribe with three saves in four games. Yeah. He's, throwing gas, 100 miles an hour. He was tossing yesterday, and, with Williams being out for a while, he's stepping up, and he's closing the door, which is what we need.
I just don't see when we're going to lose, Fireman Jim, to tell you the truth. I've watched all four games.
Are you flipping the burgers at George Weber already for that 12 in a row? Are you calling it? That's making the call?
I think they should be on the phone at least checking to see availability.
For patties?
Okay, so you got it. Okay, so you have enough in the warehouse for that. Okay.
I'll take 4-0 all day. This is a great start. And what they did in New York was, it was awesome. I mean, they came in there, It's a big city to play in, and we have the Hoskins-McNeil dust-up, which was a big ado about nothing. You know, McNeil got
that goes back 2 years at least, because Hoskins didn't even play last year. And when he did play last, he played for the Phillies, and there was some beef that they had.
Phillies and Mets hate each other. They just don't like each other. So any little thing will set them off.
Philly, New York thing.
Yeah.
They don't need to have bad history.
No.
It's just location.
It's location. So
if I played, he plays for the Brewers now. So yep. Even if I played for the Phillies once, you're still on the hook.
It's so recent.
For
sure,
any
of course you are.
But it's not that recent. Maybe in baseball years it is.
Mays love booing Phillies, and Rhys Hoskins, he's tormented them in the past with the Phillies. And now what happened on, you know, with the opening day with the slide, which was it? He held the base. He slid straight into the base. It was a little hard slide. Sure it was.
He slid a little late.
He slid a little late,
but
a little hard.
He held. He never came off the bag.
And that he didn't go in spikes high.
Right.
No, he did not.
Right.
All right. So he held the base. McNeil dropped the ball in the exchange, right. Which, you know, maybe got his feelings hurt. And he had to prove that, hey, this is why I dropped the ball. And whatever. Hoskins just runs off, and then he stops when the benches all get up and puff up their chests. And you want to fight? You want to fight? Let's fight. They didn't fight. Go to the next day. I mean, here's the unwritten rules. You guys talk about this. What should the Mets have done? They should have, okay, you're that upset. You know, throw at them right away. First at bat, first pitch. But they're not going to do that because that will get their starting pitcher tossed.
Right.
And they couldn't risk it.
They did it later in the game. What, fifth, sixth inning?
After he was 3-for-3 and he just hit a home run. And they can't even hit him. God, was that awesome. That was great.
And it was clearly intentional, 100%. Even though they said what?
They always do that. It went behind him.
But
5 feet.
But the league took a look at it, suspended the pitcher for a game, pitcher for three games, manager for one.
Yep.
Yeah. The league said,
winning.
Second game of the season.
Winning.
Wow.
Winning, sweep the Mets. That helps.
They are on a hair trigger in New York with the Mets in Queens anyway.
Oh, yeah. They are not happy at all, especially after week. Because, you know, to New York, Milwaukee, I mean, we've had a good team last few years, but now we're never going to say rebuilding. We're not on a rebuild. Don't say it. We're not on it. But we come in and sweep them on their opening day when they're high hopes. You know, everybody's got high hopes on opening day, and now they're all of a sudden you're 0-3, and the Brewers just left town. You're like, what just happened?
And you just got brewskied.
You definitely did, and then made some names. We have a super young team besides rookies and second-year players and new players. Not bad. And another tight win yesterday against a rival. That was a good game. It was a fast game, and you know, you're 4-0. And you got another day game today, your fifth straight day game. That's unheard of.
You're playing the Twins for, what, two more games?
No,
This is it. A quick two, and then we'll be in Minneapolis later on in the season. But but five straight day games, which you don't hear of that anymore.
And then you get a day off tomorrow,
yep.
Which is unnecessary. We have a roof.
It's just scheduling. They get their off days. I know you get two
just
this week.
Just play them 90 days in a row right out of the box. Just,
And then the Mariners come to town for their one visit. And here we go. I mean, another pitcher today that Joe Ross. You know who Joe Ross
no
is?
No idea.
You know who he is?
No.
Now, most people
just like
don't.
I didn't know who Oliver Dunn was. I don't know anything about
he
Joe
He played
Ross.
For the Nationals for years. He sat out the COVID year. Then he played in 21. And then he had his second Tommy John surgery.
Okay.
So, you know, thrown to the heap, and the Brewers take a chance on him. Manager Pat Murphy used to manage him back in like 2012 or something in the minor league, so he has a little history with him. So they're taking a chance on him. You know, picked him up.
Oh, by the way, the Mets still have not won a baseball game. They're 0-4.
Mets haven't won. How about the Marlins are 0-6?
Marlins are 0-6.
Yeah. The only other undefeated team is the Tigers. So, you know, if you would have said in the beginning of the year, we're going to have three undefeated teams. Five games in, nobody would have said the Brewers, Pirates, and Tigers.
Yeah.
So, but it's the first week, you know. Let's have some fun with it. I'll take it.
We talked about this with Tim yesterday, but the Pirates started out red hot last year. I think they were the last team to lose.
They were. They started out. They were 20-8, I believe.
We're 4-0, and they stay ahead of us by being 5-0.
5-0, yes.
So if the season ended today, they'd win the division.
Yeah,
we'd be a wild
card
team.
Once again, a wild card team.
Hey, speaking of that, you know, Anastasio, this is his 20th year owning the Brewers. Can you believe that? 20th year.
Is it?
is 20.
Attanasio.
Attanasio. I'm sorry, I pronounced it wrong. Yes, this is his 20th year running, owning the team, which seems like it, he took it over more recent than that. So, I mean, good for. And of the 20 years that he's owned the team, there's only three teams in the National League that have, that have better regular season records in 20 years.
Boy, it just doesn't feel like it, does it?
No, because we don't have a stack of World Series.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I mean, we've had some really good teams. We've made the playoffs 5 of the last 6 years.
So he can say, oh, I've done what I wanted to do.
He's won. I mean, he's owned the team, has won regular season games, playoff games, not so much. But, I mean, we're still a good squad. We 5 of 6 last of the last year. Ever since we got Yelich on the team, we've been in the playoffs every year but one. And Yelich starting out hot this year again.
Two homers.
Yep.
2 homers already on the season.
With all these rookies on the team, we need guys like Yelich, Rhys Hoskins, you know, step up. Contreras is now a veteran, even though he's still young, of the major leagues, and to help these young guys out, and they have. You know, 5 games is a small sample, but
That's all we have right now.
Right, it's all we have.
I said this on Monday. Better than advertised.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Chirio.
Oh, yeah.
Guy is...
Yeah. He's doing it all so far.
I don't think... Where does he get to? Because he's really good now. You know,
he's going to get better. I mean, he's 4 games into his major league.
He did miss a cutoff.
Yes, he did.
Throw yesterday.
Yeah, he threw wide of third. But he's going to have some hiccups during the season. But I mean, you know, you get those initial hiccups out of the way, and you get that. You start out with some hits, and you don't start out 0-for-10. You know, 1-for-15. Then you're really pressing as a rookie. You're really pressing now because you don't have that a history to go back on. Well, I hit 330 last year.
He looks very relaxed out there. I'll say that.
He does. And they're batting him late in the order, not putting any pressure on him. Say, hey, we're going to bat you 8th, 9th, whatever. And he's coming up big. He had an RBI yesterday. And, again, he's doing well. And what about Bryce Turang, who had a bad year last year offensively, got sent down. His defense is great. And all of a sudden he comes out of the gate hitting .500 with leads the major league with 6 stolen bases, right. I believe, already.
Right.
Wow. Let's take that and hopefully we can keep that up. Again, small sample size, but I'd rather be 4-0 than 0-4.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, this only makes me wonder what part of the team is gonna collapse at some point.
Bullpen's holding strong right now. I mean, at this rate, we'll be 162-0. That's just think positive.
That would be pretty good.
Put it on a graph, right? If you had to project the graph, you'd be 162.
I'm not worried about the bullpen because the Brewer bullpen, they seem to manage that really well year after year year, because players come here, rehab. And then go play. They do. They like come here, get better for a year, and then 100%. Go on to some other place, make more money, you know. But I don't know what the magic serum is that they have in that bullpen.
They run a great bullpen. Their pitching has always been great the last 6 years. Again, we lost 2 huge starters. Freddie Peralta pitched like an ace on opening day. 6 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. Great. We needed that out of Freddie. Again, our anchor, our only really big veteran on the team now. And they're starting pitching. He performed. Bullpen's been good. Now our question is going to be, our offense was horrible last year, right?
The big hit never came. Runners on in so many innings, and it would be like, didn't get a hit. Yep. That was the story of the Brewers last year.
It was.
But they still made the playoffs.
They still made the playoffs, and so far, so good. You know, it's a long season. I'll take these wins early because there's going to be a time. I don't want to say it, but there will be a time, or else there'll be a little slump that's going to hit the Brewers.
Yeah.
And we're going to rely on the games like this because to get in the wild card, which the Brewers project to be a possible wild card team by the sports writers, every win is huge. We know how many times we missed the playoffs by 1 game, 2 games. You know.
Well, at the end of the season, it's always the magic number and counting down games. Well, put your energy into these games, too.
And you can focus on 1 or 2 games usually at the end of the season. Like, oh, we should have won that one. What happened this game? You know, they've won 3 close games already. 3 of their 4 close games have been close. So that's what you need. Like last year, they've always won the close games.
If I looked at the schedule right, Mariners come to town next, then the Brewers hit the road, right?
Yep, they go to Cincy and Baltimore.
Are we going to see
American League thing going on here?
Are we going to see Corbin Burnes?
Well, yeah, there's a good chance he is because we play him 3 times, so there's a 3 out of 5 chances we're going to see him. I don't know how the rotation is lining up. We look that far ahead, but there's a really good chance. And I hope. Well, I really don't want to because
you
want to
see a former
pitcher.
Cy Young Award winner. Is that what you want? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, I was.
Is that what you were going to say? I want to see.
I think
see
a lot
him.
Of people want to see that. I'd rather not, as because he's such a good pitcher. But as a fan, as a baseball fan, that'd be kind of cool to watch, right? You got to agree with that.
Play him and beat his brains.
Yeah, that's what you really want to do.
And it's like, nah, we didn't need you. That's why we got rid of you.
Right.
He was a really good pitcher.
He still is. He still had a great opening day.
Not on my team. Not on my team.
That's right. Yeah. He's not on my team.
Hope he loses every game.
I just have a feeling we may not go undefeated. What if the one loss the Brewers take this year is to Corbin Burns?
They're
one loss.
61-1.
Yeah.
I guess I'd take it.
I'd take it. I would be happy, though, but I'd take it.
Could have been better.